AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Federal regulators have authorized the first update to coronavirus vaccines. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Until now, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have targeted the virus's original strain. The updated boosters are aimed at taking on today's most common Omicron strains and other variants.
So it really provides the broadest opportunity for protection.
Pfizer vaccine chief Annalisa Anderson. Now that the FDA has signed off, shots could begin within days, but the CDC must still recommend who should get them. And the question remains, who will want them? Just half of vaccinated Americans got the first recommended booster. Only a third of those 50 and over received a second one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department says classified documents were likely concealed and removed from a storage room at former President Donald Trump's Florida Mar-a-Lago estate as part of an effort to obstruct the federal investigation into the discovery of the government records. Trump insists again he had declassified the documents at Mar-a-Lago, but the Justice Department says his lawyers did not suggest that during the visit and instead handled them in a manner that suggested they believe the documents were classified. President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for Jackson, Mississippi. The city has been under a boil water notice for a month, and now it's being hit with flooding from heavy rain. Water issues have long been a problem at Derek Emerson's restaurant,
which costs us about $250 to $300 a day with ice, sodas, sweet and unsweet tea. We're not even doing coffee right now.
The mayor of Jackson says the city's water system is troubled by short staffing and decades of deferred maintenance. A new AP NORC poll shows people 16 to 40 find millennials and Generation X follow the news but aren't that happy with what they're seeing. This is AP News. Schools are facing post-pandemic reading challenges. In Atlanta, five of the 19 students in Chelsea Grant's third-grade classroom are reading below grade level.
They love to learn, but it gave them that hunger to learn more and want to know more and become inquirers and thinkers. So I want to implement that more.
Some of her students read like they're trying out for the school play, but others read slowly and haltingly. Because of the pandemic, they've spent a lot of time learning online from home.
My babies, I really feel that they're prepared. And if we're not there, we're going to get there for sure. Because of, because of the support, the co-teaching model that we have here.
Everything after third grade will require reading comprehension to learn math, social studies, and science. Atlanta has taken more drastic steps than most other cities to make up for that lost learning, including extending the school day. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.